And just add one thing to that. I've heard an expression when this was the very need. Is to come together as an assembly for prayer. Special. But I can pray at home. And we need to be united together before our Lord as one. On our faces before Him. And to hear, He delights to hear what we have to say to Him. Yes, as individuals, but as a company together, united. And then we see the prayer of Jehoshaphat. There's many, many things in this prayer. Many things to learn. As he begins, O Lord God, in verse 6, of our fathers art not thou God in heaven, and rulest thou not over the kingdoms of the heathen? In thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Here he speaks of the greatness of his God. But I'd like to spend a little time on verse 7 here for a moment. Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? We've been speaking today and been challenged about the old, the ancient paths, the first ways. And here we see again how the word of God has taken hold in Jehoshaphat. And he has gone back in time and he has seen where the call of Abraham had taken place. Genesis chapter 12. God in divine election chooses Abraham, and he tells Abraham what he's going to do. And he says to Abraham, I will. Now you look and see there in Genesis 12, the promises that are given there. I will show thee, verse 1, the land. Unto a land that I will show thee. Verse 2, I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. You know, and then Abraham had received the promise and the purpose of God, and in divine election chosen him in order to bring those purposes about. Then we have, as we go on in chapter 17, the covenant that the Lord had made with Abraham. I will make my covenant between me and thee in chapter 17. I will. How many times the Lord says to Abraham, I will, I will, I will. And he brings out his purpose. I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. I will make nations of thee. I will establish my covenant. I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land. And I will be their God. This is what had been in the heart of God and had been communicated to Abraham. And here now Jehoshaphat is going back to the beginning. Going back to the promises of the word of God that had been given to Abraham. And here is the time, the first time that we find a belief that Abraham is called the friend of God. Because Jehoshaphat had entered into the reality of what it was that Jehovah had communicated to Abraham in his purposes of blessing for his people and what he would accomplish. And that, is there anything, as we go into chapter 18 of Genesis, will I hide from him that which I am about to do? And we see there that the Lord was communicating his purposes to Abraham. And this is now what Jehoshaphat goes back to. This is the foundation, the first ways, that old path. And he now finds confidence and he looks to the Lord who had made those promises, and ultimately what he does here. Here's this great army that's coming against the people of Judah. To fight against Judah as far as the enemy was concerned. But Jehoshaphat takes this challenge and he turns it around and he places it before the Lord and says, Lord, they're coming to fight you. They're coming to try to alter the very things that you have said in your word and established. And now they're trying to derail that and take that away. And as he comes down to take us out of the very place and the possession that you have put us into and take away that which has been given to us for an eternal possession. They're coming to fight against you. And this is how Jehoshaphat, intelligent, with spiritual intelligence, compare and think about the intelligence now, spiritually speaking, that Jehoshaphat has in speaking to the Lord in comparison to what we've been speaking in his time with Ahab. There where the spiritual discernment was weak, is there not yet a prophet, and so on. But now in intelligence before Jehovah, and he is interceding according to the mind of Jehovah in order that Jehovah will answer for his name's sake.